And one of the first text messages I got in this morning says, "Hey, Don, it's Butch, the Wycloski Bridge operator, and he wants to let everyone know they are open. And once you get across and you hook the left, you're going to see this guy, Robbie Campo. Robbie, from what I saw, it looks like St. Bernard Parish came through this storm very well. And I tell you what, the parish was ready. I saw miles and miles of video of campers and small camps and boats and trailers parked up the highway over the protection levee. And you know, it looked like everybody was ready. And I guess they're going back to return this morning and bring this stuff back down to you."
Well, you know, Don, first thing is this. Yes, we dodged a bullet, man. You know, this thing, if it would have jogged 15, 20 miles further this way, we could have been in real trouble. We didn't get any water on Florissant Highway. We didn't get any water on the road down here, but we didn't get any water on the road until this thing was already past us. So that's telling me that, this thing would have turned, or a hook came, or, slid a little bit further eastward. We'd have had some real problems. But we were prepared. It's a lot of work doing all this stuff, but you got to, because you just don't know where these things are going to go. So, but people are bringing their stuff back. And if you do have stuff on the four lane, guys, people out there, if you got stuff on that, boats, RVs, whatever, go get your stuff. You got three police officers there watching, babysitting your stuff right now. Make provisions to go get your stuff today. Get it back to where it's got to go so these cops can go do something else besides, sit there and watch your stuff on a highway. So, try to get that taken care of as soon as possible. But anyhow, Don, we have a lot of bait. I've got our boat out the locks, out of Violet. We opened up. We're down here. We're down here. We opened up. We got live bait. We don't have everything's not full. We got our tanks upstairs full because of the water in the bayou. We're getting that black water coming out of that swamp. Behind Florissant and all that stuff is kind of rotten back there. So how this happens this time of the year. The water water starts coming out, stagnant water. It's going to take a week or so for it to clean up. So we're just putting the shrimp in the tanks up top, but we do have live bait. We did have a couple people fish yesterday, Don, but, it's not really much to even give a healthy report about because we don't have, they caught a couple croakers, some white trout, a couple little redfish. But I would say this morning, usually after these weather events, if you're going to fish Lake Bourne or just try to stay close, I would think if you go into Lake Bourne, you're going to have a falling tide. If you go get on, well, today you got a southwest wind. If you go get on a western shoreline going toward Proctor's Point, I would say that they're going to have some redfish eating up coming out of those bayous, in the front of like Camp Bayou or Flagpole or by a Grande that way or LaBuff Cut. Somewhere on that shoreline, you're going to find some fish.
Yeah, these storms bring a lot of bait in, and that sometimes those storm minnows even pop up. It drives some of the shrimp in, and gets the fishing stimulated. But like you said, it's just not a whole lot of reports. I guess today one of the things would be to follow your nose. Like you said, what happens? You can smell that dead marsh grass, the detritus, when it's turned over and it starts to rot. Stay away from that stuff because that's low oxygenated water. It's going to be dirty water. Probably go on the edge of those bigger lakes, and I think that's where you're going to find some good clean water. Maybe fish a little deep, and you can catch some pretty good redfish and I'm sure some speckled trout. I don't know what this has done to do to the teal season, whether it blew them out of here, blew them in here, or what.
Well, Don, like my grandpa used to say, it's just kind of like hitting the reset button, So we're in reset mode right now. I mean, we got everything back here, and it happens on a weekend, because all week we were preparing for this thing, and then you finally get where you can get some people coming back out, and again, it's like hitting the restart button and go see reset button and go see what's everybody's got to go out there to go find something to see what's going on because you just don't have a whole lot of reports to give. And if you're teal hunting this morning, people, remember I want to reiterate on this. You're not allowed with mud motors in the Biloxi Marsh. I had some questions asked about why. I don't know why. I know they don't want them in there. They got a law passed. You can't drive them in there. Just make sure you don't have a mud motor in that Biloxi Marsh, because you will get ticketed. You can use a long tail, but I was trying to find out the horsepower. I know there's a certain horsepower that you could use on. And there are some people that's going teal hunting this morning. I wish them well. I don't know what this weather did to the, you know, the storm. Yeah, I'm sure that if they had any teal ducks in that Biloxi Marsh, they probably, you know, they're probably not in there right now. They're probably gone. But you know, they're going to go give it a shot anyway. So just keep that in mind. Know where you're going, people, and so you don't get in trouble with, you know, between mud motors and long tails, and be right. That's all I could tell you.
Yeah, teal will probably be scattered with the high water, but with that west wind and that strong tide range, it's going to fall out of there pretty quick, and probably in the next few days, next week, teal hunting could improve drastically, because it doesn't take much to move them, and this is not a hard cold front, but it's a little bit of a cool weather, and sometimes that can be enough to motivate them.
Yeah, maybe so. But we'll just have to see how that's all going to work out with the teal season. But one more little thing, Don. My niece is getting married today up in Metairie this evening. So we're closing today at 3:00. So I just want to put that out there. Today we have to shut down at 3:00. So, to go to my niece's wedding. So, congratulations to her anyway. Bailey's getting married finally. So,
people have to realize
we're going to celebrate that this evening.
Yeah, people have to realize you marina operators have lives too, private lives, and you got to take care of family stuff. I bet that was one nervous niece with this storm coming in with a wedding.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's on edge because, you know what I mean? They didn't know what to expect, what's going on, blah, blah, blah. I was like, look, it'll all work out. And it did. But other than that, we all closing at 3:00. And look, tomorrow we're back here again, and we're gonna do this, you know, crank it back up, and we're back here at our regular hours. So, but Don, I wish I had a better report for you, but all I could say is, you know, my heart goes out to these people in the west side of the river that got messed up with this storm. I heard Cocotree got pretty messed up. I've been there. I know what they're going through. I've been there. I've done it. And it's, you know, just living on this coast, you just never know where these things are going to go. And like, again, you're always, you know, preparing for the worst and hoping for the best. And that's what we did. And, you know, we got lucky. But my heart goes out to the people over at Coco Marina and, you know, and all the little places that got messed up down there. If they need anything, all they got to do is make a phone call and we'll help them whatever way we can.
That's very nice of you. You know, one of the things that I'll never forget Barry Brechtel telling me the weekend after Katrina, he said, you know, Don, he said, as long as the fish are there, the fishermen will be back. And he was right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. And look, we've been almost 20 years or so since Katrina. And look, I mean, people are going to come back. It's no doubt. It's just, you know, with a hard economy like we've been having, it's a real lick when you take a real lick when you're not making a whole lot of money and you're struggling with a thriving economy, struggling economy like we got. So, it's a real kick in the pants when you got to go through this kind of stuff. But I mean, look, this is what we signed up for and this is what we do.
That's part of living in paradise. Robbie, thanks so much. Have a good time at the wedding, and we'll talk to you next week with some good reports.
Yes, sir. Talk to you next Saturday, Don. All right, buddy. Bye-bye.
All righty. Robbie Campo, Campo's Marina in Shell Beach, where they fared out pretty well.